her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Matt and Racine weighing in on the Car Blitz Talking text line this morning, wanting to know where the arrogance list will be published for the masses to consume. There might be something there. We might have to get this sucker on the old interwebs.
I mean, just so long at this point. We got 42. We got 42 different arrogances on the list. Because we added two. I did add the fishing arrogance to the list.
Which I definitely have had. I'm working on it. I'm in remission from the fishing arrogance. Did you know that Ferris Bueller's actual day off was 40 years ago today?
Wow. That's depressing.
What? That's exactly the reaction I had to. I was like, 40 years ago today?
Wow. That is
that tracks.
Good.
I know, but it makes me feel old.
Time only goes... Chewie said he only goes one direction. Time only goes one direction, folks.
Yeah.
40 years ago today, Ferris Bueller's actual day off, June 5th, 1985. Lots of stuff for us to get to this morning still. I talked a little bit about this earlier, guys, and I want to get into this on Keyshawn Nixon. Because Keyshawn Nixon, as Jason Wilde reminded us this morning, was very adamant about what he perceived his role to be on this team going forward when the season wrapped up. And now it feels like, and let me phrase this the way that Jason phrased it, his tune has been changed. It wasn't that he had a change. Is that what it was? Changed his tune? His tune has been changed. Okay, good. What was your reaction, Chu, when you heard that Keyshawn Nixon was now open to... Actually, let's hear from Keyshawn Nixon. We have him. Joshie's nodding to me behind the glass. Let's hear from Keyshawn Nixon about his tune being changed.
I was kind of frustrated when the season was over, you know. But it's value always, especially when it comes to me being who I am when doing it. So, of course, I'm open to it. I'm always going to do what the team needs. And then also, like, just me knowing who I am as a person, if the game is like, I'm going to want the ball anyway. So that's just probably a comment that I probably could have kept to myself for real, but it is what it is. I said it. I meant what I said, but I'm also a team player, and if the coaches and the team need me to do something, I'm going to do it for sure.
That's fine, I guess. I mean, they do play the same position. So...
Who?
Keyshawn, and is he talking about Jair or his kick returning abilities?
He was talking about kick returning abilities.
Who cares? Who cares? Put anyone back there. Like, it matters.
Really?
Well, I mean, it does. I mean, I think...
You get the ball at the 30 most times anyway.
What if I told you the ball now comes out to the 35?
Then, like, let it go in the end zone. If we started... There is such a different mindset from starting on the 20 to starting on the 35. It is such a different mindset.
Which is why kick returning is going to be more important, too, because teams are going to try to avoid kicking it into the end zone because they don't want the ball to come all the way out to the 35.
I just don't think it's a big deal. Do you? I mean, punt returns have really become...
Yeah, a lot of it's just fair catch. Like, it's basically fair catch. I mean, punters every once in a while make the mistake and throw a line drive out there, but they've gotten so good at getting the hang time and having the coverage units get down there that punt returning doesn't happen a ton. But
do you think they're still going to try and coffin corner that thing? They didn't. It didn't really make a difference when it came out to the 30. They were still kicking it out of the end zone. Most teams were kicking it out of the end zone if they could.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to change. I really don't. I think they're still going to kick it out of the end zone and be like, all right, it's going to be a game now where you outscore one another.
I will say this was the original thing the XFL did that the NFL modeled but thought they were smarter than and moved it back 5 yards. But in that version in the XFL of the 35, teams were returning many, many, many more kicks.
Okay.
I'm fascinated by this idea, Chu, that you think it doesn't matter who's back there returning kicks. And let's make it specific to Keyshawn Nixon. So when Keyshawn finished the season and he was basically saying, I'm done as a returner, CB1, well, there's been a lot of, not a lot of movement, but there's been a lot of, well, what if Jair Alexander is back? Well, then he takes over again, you know, reclaims his throne as CB1 likely. Is this just Keyshawn playing nice? Is this just Keyshawn realizing that maybe what he thought was going to happen isn't going to happen, and therefore he needs to be as available in all facets for the team, Gabe?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Part of what he said, I think, came out of frustration because he was ticked off at himself for fumbling the opening kickoff and basically giving the Eagles a touchdown in that playoff game. So I think there's some frustration behind the initial comments that happened as the season wrapped up at locker room cleanout for the Packers. So I think he was frustrated there. And yeah, he was thinking, okay, yeah, I don't need to be returning kicks anymore. And look, the Packers kind of agree, right? They go out, they get Mecole Hardman, who we don't know if is going to be on the team or not, but they also drafted Savion Williams, who I would assume would have some sort of special teams role with this team, potentially returning kicks. So I think the Packers want him open to the idea of returning kicks. They don't want him shutting it down because, well, what if Savion Williams doesn't work out? What if Mecole Hardman, they decide, it's not worth keeping him around and we still need someone to return kicks. Keyshawn, we need you back there. So I think they want him open to it, even if I think he's not going to ultimately have the job when we kick this thing off in September.
I think he just caught himself sounding selfish.
Yeah.
Right? Because it did sound very selfish at the time, and now he's just trying to walk it back, which is fine. I mean, if Jair is not on the team, you certainly do not want him, because now all of a sudden that position becomes very, very lean.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're an injury away, you know, or two injuries away from, like, oh boy, what do we do now?
Yeah.
So, him
being back there, I'm not anticipating or expecting it, but he is a break glass in case of emergency guy.
Did you say Savion Williams has been returning at OTAs?
I have no idea if he has or has not, but he did in college. And based on his skill set, and based on the skill set that's required now to return kicks, I would not be shocked if he gets an opportunity at some point.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's a big part of the game anymore. Who was the guy from the Bears? He was the last
Devin Hester
stud to do it.
OMG.
Devin Hester.
So that was so long ago, he's in the Hall of Fame now.
No, I know that, but that's how much the position has been devalued.
Which is why they're trying to make that a part of the game again by experimenting with the different things that they have on the kickoff the last couple of years.
So what, are they just going to keep moving it until they force these teams to return kicks?
Josh is nodding his head back there like precisely. Jack Nicholson in that movie. Yes.
They are going to continue to make it more and more punitive until it becomes more a factor of the game. And okay. I do think what they're going to end up doing, because teams are going to start directional kicking, is having two guys back there. So you'd likely have Savion and Keyshawn Nixon in this situation. And it's sort of a pick your poison. Who's the more favorable one to go to?
I just think special teams now are a myth. Where it used to be, hey, there's three units. There's offense, defense, special teams. Now there's, hey, there's offense, defense, and just don't screw
remember?
Up.
I would just like to pause on that comment and think back to, I don't know, the recent history of, let's say, the Green Bay Packers. Has special teams affected any of the big games that we can think of? Gabe?
Well, it's because they've been so bad.
Well, I think you're making my point.
I think what my client was trying to say
Wait, who's your client?
It's true. What he was trying to
Gabe,
say
Gabe, remember
is,
what I said about Evan. Have my back here.
What he's trying to say is special teams returns don't factor into the game. Clearly, the kicking game is still an important part. And having a good kicker is really all that special teams boils down to.
No.
Is that what you were trying to say, Chu?
I guess. I mean, does it really?
See, he's not helping his own case.
I also...
Chewy, kickers are important. Please remember Anders Carlson.
No, I know.
Well,
remember,
I'm also
remember
hesitating
Anders.
Because didn't the Packers beat the Bears with a blocked field goal? Almost exclusively.
Did the Bears also return a punt where they misdirected them in the final game?
It wasn't important. It didn't matter. They were the
17
and
Keyshawn Nixon flipped games on his head with big returns.
That's because the coaches are just like babysitters. That's it. You have your special teams coach. All right, you're the game manager.
That's assistant head coach Rich Bisaccia to you, by the way.
Well, I know, but what do you think
LaFleur's... Sticking up for your guy, Rich Bisaccia.
where do you think LaFleur puts more weight? On special teams or being the game manager? I'm going to say the game manager.
Well, based on some of the results of the Packers special teams historically, it's certainly...
Based on some of the... Okay, so I see you're the Packers lost to the Bears because of a punt return. Yep. I raise you the Packers lost to the Bears because of bad game management late.
Fair.
Yeah, but the 10 other guys on the field when they're kicking field goals don't really matter. You could take a fire hose and say, all right, as soon as you kick the ball, we're going to drill you with a fire hose. All right? I mean, what are we doing?
I'm not sure I understand the analogy.
I'm just ready to move on. Don't we have Top 8 at 8 coming up next?
We do.
No, but... just like I think there should be, Gabe, full contact golf. Golf ratings are down. Golf ratings are down. And if they followed my lead where I said in two shots every round, someone the other player playing against the other gets to drill the guy after a shot. And then you have that in the back of your head.
No, it should be like one Gabe. Mississippi, two Mississippi, three well, Mississippi
like,
rush.
I mean, again, if it's somebody like, you know, John Rahm coming after you, like, he's a big boy. The guy's got some, you know. But like, if I'm playing against Brian Harman, I'm not that worried about getting hit by Brian Harman.
Still who's make
the
you flinch
little English
times?
Guy, Matt Fitzpatrick? I'm flicking him away.
Get out of here. All I'm trying to say is special teams were more important back in my day, where today they're like, oh,
okay, yeah. Got it.
Top 8 at 8. Coming up next. I'm Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is your business ready to take the next step? Well, apparently we're ready to take the next step here at Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The Fifth Third Commercial Bank Wisconsin, our team of local expert advisors, are here to propel you forward. We understand your needs and offer in-depth expertise, cutting-edge technology, and tailored solutions to streamline your cash collections, automate payments, and safeguard your assets with top-notch fraud mitigation tools. Jen could use some of those fraud mitigation tools. Contact Fifth Third today, downtown Milwaukee. Let's eliminate the non-value ad work so you can focus on what truly matters most, growing your business. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken! Oh my God!
Show me chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got today, Gabe?
NBA Finals tips off tonight. You can listen to those games right here on 94.5 ESPN. Game 1 between the Thunder and Pacers. So I have a list of 8 things. You and Chew guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans, 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. Looking for the last 8 NBA Finals MVPs.
Ooh.
Last 8 NBA Finals MVPs.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Number 4 on the list.
Well, are you mad that I stole the easy one?
No, you took the, hold on, let me go to a list here.
What list? The list?
Of NBA teams that have won it.
Is that allowed, Gabe Neitzel?
Oh, let's go with the guy from Croatia.
I need a name.
Nokic.
Counts.
Jokic.
Nikola Jokic is number 2 on the list.
Josh, he's
so quick
with
a Y or an N?
Counts.
Yep.
Is that a Y or an N? Is it Jokic or Nokic?
It's Jokic with a J.
But his first name is Nikola, which is where I think you're getting the
Jokic.
N from.
Yeah.
Nokic.
Efficiency.
He just did.
That's his nickname because he just took the first name and smashed the last name together.
Last year, Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown did win it last year for the Boston Celtics.
Oh, you wanted that one too, did you?
Yep, I did. Let's go. How many are there? 8?
It's typically how this game works.
First time.
Steph Curry?
Steph Curry, number 3 on the list.
Ooh.
Good job, Chew.
Okay.
2020 Josh and I were just discussing 2020 NBA titles last night. LeBron James.
LeBron James, number five.
If you can remember Achilles. Who won in 19, you know for sure who it is.
He tore his Achilles. He just, Jason Tatum.
No, that is incorrect.
Not what I was saying.
Jason Tatum, his team won it last year. Jalen Brown is the one who won it from his.
Yeah, but didn't they win it like 3 years ago as well?
No.
Incorrect.
No. The Raptors won. Kawhi was MVP.
Number six.
What, can you reset the list for me, please?
Jalen Brown, Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, Giannis, LeBron, Kawhi.
Ew. Now it gets tricky.
Need an answer.
There's one that's the classic. Do you remember this guy? MVP.
Classic. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this guy? MVP.
The anomaly amongst this list.
No chance. Zero chance.
I need a name, Jennifer.
Hold on. Let me work through this. 2020, 2019, 2018.
Candy corn, candy cane.
Need an answer.
I don't remember.
Three, two.
I don't remember.
One. All right, let's open it up. 800-990-3776. You guys ran through the first six. Jalen Brown, Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, Giannis, LeBron, and Kawhi, leaving just 7 and 8 on the list. Last eight NBA Finals MVPs. With the NBA Finals tipping off tonight.
We were discussing this last night on Weekly Wager, Joshy and I. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is like the runaway favorite to be the MVP.
Minus 550?
Yeah. To be the MVP of this year's NBA Finals. 800-990-3776. Need you to call in to play Top 8 at 8. We have six of the top eight former NBA Finals MVPs. Leave it to Chewy to be mad at me to say Giannis and the Boston Celtics player.
Well, he wouldn't have gotten the Boston Celtics player as evidenced by the Celtics player he guessed later.
Yeah, because you guessed Tatum and not Brown. Bill in Brookfield, you're up first on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Hope so. You got Kevin Durant in there.
Kevin Durant won back-to-back in 17 and 18. He is number 7 on the list.
With the same team?
With the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, okay.
And the outlier that Josh was kind of referring to, Andre Iguodala.
The first NBA Finals MVP for the Warriors was not Steph, was not Klay, was not Draymond. It was indeed Andre Iguodala.
In like 15 years, that's going to be the ultimate trivia question you get at bar trivia. Who won the first time? And everyone's going to think, well, it's got to be Steph. No. The Iggy year.
Like, there isn't... Like, you go back to the 80s, and there isn't a name that stands out the way that Andre Iguodala does.
Right.
Because it's just like, Hall of Famer.
It's because...
Iguodala.
It's because he did a good job stopping LeBron.
But he actually didn't. Like, LeBron almost averaged a triple-double in the series. Like, LeBron was... Like, to the point where people were like, man, I know they only lost in six, but LeBron was so good in the series, maybe LeBron wins the MVP. And somehow Andre Iguodala ended up with the MVP of that series.
That was a good list. Bill in Brookfield, you're our big winner this morning on Top 8 at 8. And, oh, look at that. We are back on time here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Finding the right home is a journey. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's patient, but it should always be exciting. The We Sell Group at Keller Williams knows that. They are not just about closing deals. Their priority is building relationships and helping you find the right fit. And look, I've been talking about it, guys. We're looking for a lake home, and Rob and Nick have been very helpful. They are giving us so many options, and when we can't get to an open house or to see a property, well, they will do it for us. They have been informative and available. It is clear that passion is their people is their passion. Whether you're ready to move right now or you're starting to look or maybe you're thinking about selling, the We Sell Group is on the journey with you every step of the way. Start your journey today at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the
pierogies birthday. And borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone on their birthday.
So good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water.
other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
One of the best traditions went along with Summerfest, goes along with how great the summers are here in southeastern Wisconsin, was the fireworks show down at the lakefront. The Big Bang, as it was known, which, you know, was good on a lot of fronts. Not so much for the dinosaurs, though, from what I hear. Didn't go well for him. But the Big Bang has now been gone for several years, and we've been wondering what was going to take its place. Well, they gave us the information. They have announced it. It's going to be a drone show, ladies and gentlemen.
A what?
Sky Robots. Which is basically what drones are. A drone show is going to replace the Big Bang. They told us yesterday. Why are you acting that way?
What's a drone? I mean...
Is it like an EDM?
No.
I understand in concept what the drone show is, but like... Are people going to fill up downtown Milwaukee and... Head to Veterans Park and fill...
Camp out all day.
For a chance to see the drones?
This is an affront to my senses as an American, as a consumer of entertainment. Of all the things that are right with the 4th of July, I'm going to watch a computer program light up some drones and make shapes... And instead of the Big Bang, it's going to be the Big Hum as you hear the drones hing over Veterans Park. Who is going to gather their family and camp out on the shores of Lake Michigan to watch drones light up the American flag and other Milwaukee landmarks? I'm going to look at the Calatrava and be like, wow. Instead of going to look at the actual building, why don't you make a lessened version of it via drone?
I'm never going to recover from Big Hum. Just so you know. Never going to recover from that. Are you telling me you didn't enjoy the drone show that they did at the draft?
I enjoyed it for approximately 2 minutes, and then the most entertaining thing was trying to predict what it was going to come into next. It was, you look at it and you go, well, that's the Lombardi Trophy, and then nothing happens. There's something visceral about the reaction of an explosion, of the excitement, of the bang, of the different things you can. I'm going to just watch drones light up and make shapes, rudimentary shapes, mind you. It's not like it's the best looking image that's going to light up the sky. You're going to gather around with your family and just sit around and watch that? I understand they had trouble getting funding. Well, fix it. Find the funding. Find the right partners to make it happen.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would you be okay with a small bang? Right? Because the Big Bang, one of the big things was it was like 15 minutes long. It was like 20 minutes long. It was this lengthy show, and you really felt like, and again, I'm not saying that you were paying for it, but you really felt like you got your money's worth, quote unquote.
Right.
If you were going to trek down to the lake and you were going to hold a spot, throw a blanket down at 5 a.m. so that your family could sit there, at least you felt like it was worth it. People would picnic there. They would spend the whole day in anticipation of the big fireworks show. I like fireworks, okay? I've never, and maybe that's remedial of me. Maybe that makes me a simpleton, but I've always been a big fan of fireworks. When we were kids, we'd go out on the boat, we'd lay on the front of the boat, we'd look up at the sky, they shoot them off over the lake, and it was a family tradition. So I have very fond memories from my childhood of watching the fireworks show. As I've gotten older, it feels like the fireworks have become quote unquote lame. People are always like, who goes to a fireworks show? If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
I mean,
like, these are the criticisms
true.
Of fireworks. And then, of course, don't get me started on, you post the pictures of your fireworks on your Instagram page and people are like, no one wants to see your firework pictures. They're never as good as the show. So I'm confused about what our feelings as society are about fireworks. Because I have always thought it is, again, very much tied to the 4th of July, celebrating America, summer. I have always thought very fondly of them, but I know I'm not everybody agrees with me.
Unless I'm the one lighting the fireworks, I'm out on fireworks. But that doesn't mean I don't recognize there are a lot of people like you, Jen, as evidenced by the hordes of people who would flood Milwaukee in order to go to these fireworks
the
shows.
The city basically shuts down. When these were going on, to get from one end of the city to the other near and like within 2 hours of those fireworks going off was near impossible. You couldn't find parking. People were everywhere down here.
I don't get it. I'm kind of halfway between Jen and Gabe, but on the 4th of July, Okachi Lake puts on an awesome fireworks show that's not extremely long, but it's very good. And I know I know the number because I know the people going out and fundraising, and it's not obnoxious. It's not obnoxious. So you're telling me they can't put some kind of group together that can go out and raise that number? I mean, what the hell are we doing here?
The number, I believe, I was reading 620 WTMJ's story on it, was around like $300,000, $350,000.
Well, then they're getting ripped off. Let me just say they're getting ripped off, okay?
If I were to
plain
imagine,
and simple, yeah,
knowing what
getting ripped off,
knowing what we know about government and the way they go about these things and all the hoops you have to jump through, they probably are charged the highest total amount.
Yes.
So yes, the county parks. Yes, roughly $350,000 for pyrotechnics, $20,000 for additional staffing and service costs. The event typically drew 100,000 people from across Wisconsin.
Okay, hold please. I got to do a little housekeeping here. There is a report online that says Summerfest Big Bang Fireworks presented by Menards scheduled to take place Thursday, June 19th, 2025 at 9:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So they're having the Big Bang Fireworks. This drone show is in addition to the fireworks?
So Big Bang Fireworks for Summerfest, completely different. So the county would always put something on, and it was typically July 3rd.
Yeah.
So it was always the night before July 4th. The county would put on a even larger fireworks show. And that's the one where everybody would drive into, again, that we're talking about, just all
Veterans Park.
All around Veterans Park. You know,
Bradford Beach.
Bradford Beach.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Anything. Find a seat as best you can along Lincoln Memorial Parkway. Big Bang is something completely different because that's put on by Summerfest.
But maybe my confusion is because Summerfest used to be closer to the 4th of July or something like that. I always felt like they were one and the same. It was like the 4th of July but you're telling me it's not.
It's not.
Telling
no,
me Big
they've
Bang
always been
is Summerfest.
Yes.
And this is the 4th of July.
Yes.
So the drone show is 4th of July. So what you're saying is I'm going to get my fireworks fix anyway.
Earlier. It won't be on the 4th.
Yeah, right? or around the 4th, yes.
Yeah, or typically how it's consumed. It's a Summerfest thing. You can definitely see it from elsewhere, and you can like line the shore still if you are that interested in seeking them out. But it's not the big one that shuts down the city, that kind of takes over that entire weekend, to be quite explicit
about. That was the 4th of July.
Yes.
So, Josh, is that $300,000, does that include paying for police, paying for...
I believe
people
he said the additional
$20,000 was
so
the additional staff. $350,000 was for the pyrotechnics.
$300,000 is just for the fireworks.
Correct.
Well, they're getting ripped off.
$350,000. Chewy, I don't want you to misrepresent off. It. $350,000.
They're getting ripped off.
It does sound like Chewy is sort of volunteering his services here. Chewy, you want to draft up a quote? You want to put together an invoice that we could present to the organization and maybe, you know, offer them a discount?
I'll be the lighter.
I figured that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I want to be the lighter.
The drone show is going to blend, quote, cutting-edge drone technology.
And how much does that cost?
With an original synchronized soundtrack for a dazzling 45-minute performance featuring images of Milwaukee's iconic landmarks as well as patriotic and local themes.
Like, explicitly here, the way and what makes fireworks so popular is, especially in the city, you can view them from all over. Like, we watched them from Bayview, which is somewhat close, but not that close. Like, on the shores, obviously, it's one show, and you can see it from farther away. How big are these drones going to be, or are you going to have to be on top of it, basically, to experience it at all?
Yeah, how high in the sky are these things going to go?
Right. And when they make the shape, is it going to make sense when I am a mile and a half down the road, or is it just going to look faintly like maybe there's a flight pattern happening over there or something? Who wants to see drone shows? Is there a clamoring for drone shows?
What's to keep people with their own drones to go up and, hey, I'm going to be part of the show there too? Am I right?
Hadn't thought about that, but I suppose it is something you should consider.
Whereas if you fire your own firework, it's part of the show.
I'm trying to think. I think when we were at Disney World this last time with the kiddos, I believe that they have replaced or at least in part replaced some of their fireworks shows with drones as well, or lasers, light shows, things like that. And it's Disney, so they do everything, you know, to the nth degree. It was still pretty remarkable. I wonder if this will surprise you, Joshy, in some way and be more extravagant and more of a thing than you're giving it credit to.
Someone will have to report back because I will be taking no part of it. I will go out of my way to not see it. If I have to head west to do it, I'm so
gonna actively avoid it and just get out of Dodge. Yeah.
Joshy, where are you? Menominee Falls. Yeah. Why? Didn't want to see the drone show.
How'd you end up in Prairie du Chien?
Well, that's too far, okay? The Mississippi River's going to have some sort of display going on as well.
Yeah, that's how far you got to go for the actual fireworks,
I am seeing a lot of reaction about fireworks. Casey weighing in saying they are all the same crappy fireworks. Casey also says, you guys are overrating fireworks, just like parades. Sounds like Casey is out on all things patriotic and summer celebratory.
I'm not a fireworks guy. I really don't typically go that far out of my way if it's that big of a convenience. But I understand the community aspect, the family aspect, the gathering points of the season and the importance of it. And I think this is going to fall well short of any of that.
Well, because you're basically creating something new. Like Jen was talking about her experience, and for her, especially now as a parent taking her, like there's a nostalgia factor.
Right.
Nobody has nostalgia for drones.
No.
That's not a thing.
Right. I don't want to see Mickey Mouse as a drone. I'm good. It's great. Cute. Awesome. That's the all-time, too. Like, if you want to say you see it once, you see it every time, like, that's drones. It's only so impressive to see a computer program drones to make shapes.
I mean, how far down the list do we have to go to get 45 minutes worth of Milwaukee landmarks? Like, what's going to qualify
here? The bronze Fonz is going to make an appearance.
Like, that's what,
wait, are you guys thinking we should put together a checklist?
Yes.
In advance of the July 3rd drone show, let's put together a Jen, Gabe, and Chewy checklist of things, like a bingo card. We've done that before for certain things, of things that we think will show up in the drone show. Cutting-edge drone technology with an original synchronized soundtrack for a dazzling 45-minute performance, so say officials.
45 minutes is so long.
It will include images of Milwaukee landmarks and patriotic themes.
You can only put up the hone. You can only put up the hone so many times.
And what about Highwayman?
A bridge? Like, I'm going to be like, wow, look at that bridge in drone form.
Like, well, especially, Joshy, when you can look over there.
Well, there it is.
And see the bridge.
Like, I don't. Is there a lot? Are we missing things? Like, I'm already running out of options of what landmarks would.
Okay, so the hone, the museum.
The boobs on 94.
Domes.
The domes.
The domes.
Yeah.
I don't know that those are making the cut.
They have to. We got 45 minutes.
What else is there?
Patriotic themes. So you're going to see a flag.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we're going to run out of things there quickly, too.
Will the drone do like a Liberty Bell?
It's not Philadelphia.
But it still represents what the whole weekend day is about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm running out, Josh. I might be out.
What's the wrestler that's holding the keg over his head? Or
Wolskis? Are they going to show Wolskis?
What are they going to show, the dartboards?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's representing Wolskis.
But I'll tell you what, if they can figure out a way to make those drones into the sticker that says, I closed Wolskis, that might be something. It might be worth it. I'm going to give this a shot. I'm gonna go in with an open mind. I'm gonna go in and give them the benefit of the doubt that they can make this something spectacular and something that people are oohing and eyeing over and telling their friends, and it grows year by year.
Jen, are you going to be rounding up your family to go on the shores of Veterans Park to watch the drone show?
Possibly. It's July 3rd near McKinley Beach, 9:15 start. Possibly.
That's a no.
Yeah.
That's a no.
Yeah.
That's a no.
So what are you, my kid now?
Mom
says maybe. That means no.
Yeah.
That was you're trying to put a positive spin on this?
Yeah.
And I am buying it for a split second.
Look at that. Gotta take a break. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this.
Tune into Behind the Bucks podcast, Bucks Plus Audio Network. It's presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. Go behind the scenes of Giannis's Emmy-nominated documentary. Learn about Dame's journey to becoming a top 75 player and hear about the true origins of Bucks and Six. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report. Here's what they found. 75% of people believe it is wise to seek support when you are struggling, but only 27% of people are in therapy. Why? What's the disconnect? People recognize that therapy is helpful and important and significant, but then they're choosing not to get it. So BetterHelp is trying to change those numbers, get them closer together. Because when people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It affects their families, their workplaces, their entire communities. BetterHelp.com/timeout will give you 10% off your first month. 35,000 therapists, 5 million people globally participating right now. It's convenient as well. You can join a session from your home with the click of a button. It'll help it fit into your busy life, and you can switch therapists at any time if you feel like who you're working with isn't working for you. BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout. We are all better with help. People feel very strongly about fireworks. People feel very strongly about drones. And people feel very strongly about what should be included in the drone show. I think this is a thing, guys. We're going to start compiling a list of things that should be in the drone show on July 3rd down at the lakefront. Wrestler holding the barrel is De Crusher, says Jeff in the YouTube stream. Joshy.
Yeah.
I don't know if The Crusher is going to make the list.
Again, we got 45 minutes to fill, Jeff.
Are they going to?
It's a long ass time.
Are they going to do the Milverine shirtless walking across?
Yeah,
that's what he did. Isn't that what Chewy was talking? Or
he was talking about freeway.
He was talking
freeway man.
Highwayman is freeway.
He was talking about freeway.
All right, we're going to come up with a list here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great Thursday, everybody.